Hi guys, Craig here. Welcome to another edition of the podcast, Tell Craig Your Story. Today's guest will be speaking to John G. John G is the former heavyweight champion of OWE, Oriental Wrestling Entertainment. When I first met him, he actually was the champion of this company. So two things about this podcast. Firstly is that his English is not good, but it's listenable. And also, he recorded this podcast at a gym. So the audio is not the best at times, but please stick with it because I think it's an interesting podcast. All right, but before we go and listen, please go to our Facebook page. We've also have a link up there now where we can find out where Tell Craig Your Story is streaming. And make sure that you're subscribing to Tell Craig Your Story so that you can find out when the podcasts are being uploaded. All right, so here is the podcast that I did with John G on Tell Craig Your Story podcast. Hi, John G. How are you?
Hi. Yes, I'm good.
That's good to hear. Thank you for coming onto the podcast today. So tell me, whereabouts are you now?
Right now I'm in Cambodia.
What are you doing in Cambodia?
Wrestling. I'm wrestling here for working for OWE, Oriental Wrestling Entertainment Company.
Okay. And how long have you been in Cambodia now?
It's been already 3 months, almost 4 months.
And are you getting lots of fans come to your shows?
Yeah, I have some fans, but not too many.
Is it popular in Cambodia?
It's not very popular.
And do people, is it expats? Is it people from China, from America, that are in Cambodia, do they come to your shows as well?
Yes, everywhere people have come to my show and to watch.
Okay, you've also been to other countries as well, so you're in Cambodia at the moment. Where else have you been to?
I'll go to Japan.
So what was it like in Japan? Because Japan is a very, very popular place for wrestling.
Yes. In Japan, we have a lot of fans. There's a lot of people watching that.
And do you plan to go back to Japan in the future?
Yes, I have plans to go back to Japan, but I don't know when I will go back because right now, it's so weird, it's a little bit dangerous.
I have seen you wrestle before in Shanghai. It was great. It was a great show. How did you get into wrestling? Tell me about that.
Okay. Before wrestling, I was learning Kung Fu, It's in China. It's close, near to Shaolin Temple. It's Kung Fu school. I learned Kung Fu is 11 years. After the Kung Fu, I finished my Kung Fu school and right now the company is firing me. They say, can you try? Do you want to try wrestling? But in the beginning, I don't know what is wrestling. And I say, that is true. I don't know what is wrestling because in China, it's not too much people know that. I say, okay, maybe I have a try. Why go to Shanghai? My teacher, he's Japanese. I tried. I never see the something. It showed me the video and teach me a lot of things. I think, wow, it's so cool. It should be my work, be my job. I want to do that. And I'd be a wrestler.
Okay, and when did you start actually wrestling? How old were you when you started wrestling?
When I started wrestling, when it's maybe a 17.
Okay. Right. So you said before that you did Kung Fu. Was Bruce Lee one of your heroes when you were growing up?
It's not only Bruce Lee, it's Jackie Chan. And,
Yes.
You know, but I like Jackie Chan more. Yeah.
Right. Have you performed in Hong Kong? Like, they're both from Hong Kong, right? So have you wrestled in Hong Kong before?
No, I go wrestle. No, not yet. But I want.
Yeah, right. Because my father actually does, or he used to do, Kempo Kan karate. And that originated in China as well. So he taught that for maybe 30 years. So the good thing that I like about karate and that it's self-defense, and I like the fact that not only boys can do it, but also girls can do it as well. If they get into any sort of situation, they can sort of defend themselves. You have girls in the wrestling as well?
Yeah, I have a lot of women wrestling.
Yes?
A lot of girls do the wrestling. It's very amazing.
Yeah.
And
do you think that this is growing? This is getting bigger, like the women's wrestling?
Maybe, yeah.
So let's get back to when I saw you in Shanghai. You were the champion. You had the belt.
Yeah.
Congratulations. That's very good.
Do you
still have the belt at the moment?
No, I'm lose.
You are not the champion?
I'm not a champion anymore now.
Oh, no. What happened?
I lose in 2019 in Japan.
No. So who is the champion now?
It's a Japanese, Ilya. Maybe you don't know.
No, I don't. I've got to get into this OEW, OWE wrestling.
OWE, right.
Yeah, because I watched the WWE, the American version. It's international. It's one of the biggest shows in the world.
Yes.
Are you a fan of the WWE?
Yes. Yeah, I watch sometime, yeah. I watch WWE.
So in the future, is that your goal to eventually be in the WWE?
I want to go. I hope have one day I can go to the WWE. You know, it's every wrestler dream. You know, it's every wrestler wants to go. It's not every wrestler, but a lot of wrestlers want to go to WWE.
Yeah.
Because it's the big company in the world. I mean, wrestling.
Did you have a favorite wrestler in the WWE?
Yes, I don't know if you know. It's for old. I like Hulk Hogan. You know? Hogan.
Oh yes, of course.
Oh yeah. And Chris Benoit.
Oh yes. Oh, very good wrestler. Yes.
Right. And for now, I like AJ Styles.
Yes.
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Of course. Yes.
Yeah. And Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar, yeah.
Yes.
My favorite wrestler when I was a little boy, because we used to get it here in Australia, my favorite wrestler was Hulk Hogan as well.
Right.
Growing up, and then it was Bret Hart. And then I also liked The Undertaker.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then when it got, then it was Stone Cold. I love Stone Cold.
Stone Cold.
Yeah, he was one of my favorites. And then more recently, Chris Jericho as well.
He's
one of my favorites as well. Now he's gone to AEW. So
AEW.
Yeah, so with AEW as well, I heard that they are getting wrestlers from OWE. Is that true?
No, it's true. It's my teacher now is going to AEW. But, you know, it's before we have tried a lot of people to from OWE to AEW. But before we in Shanghai, but the visa with Chinese Americans is difficult. So, right, so before we want to go, but we don't have visa, so we can't. So.
Right. Do they have Chinese wrestlers in AAW now?
Right now, not yet. No.
Okay. What about I think they have a girl wrestler in the WWE. When they come to Shanghai last year, the WWE, there was a Chinese wrestler.
I don't know. She don't know me, you know.
Did she?
Charlie.
Did she start in the OWE?
No, she started WWE.
Okay. So, how do you prepare for a wrestling match? Like, what do you do? Like, what time do you get up? And then, what do you do that day? How do you prepare for a match?
Usually, if I have wrestling, it's usually today if I have a match in the morning, and we wake up maybe at 7 o'clock, 7 a.m. I didn't eat breakfast. I never eat breakfast. So, and I wake up, maybe I would go to gym, maybe in 9 o'clock. Before 9 o'clock, maybe I just reading some book or watch some video, wrestling. And I go to gym, I finish gym, maybe it's 11, sometimes it's 12 a.m., and I go to eat. Yes, and when I finish eat, and I go to the show place, and I get ready, you know. Because ready is, for me, it's need a long time to get ready to wrestling, and I'm waiting from maybe 1 o'clock to my show, 1 p.m. to waiting for my show start.
Okay, and let's go back even further now. With your how old can they be to start doing wrestling, learning wrestling?
I have watching 12 years old girl to wrestling.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's I would think wrestling is you can start any age, even you are a little boy or a little girl, but when you can go in the ring is nobody knows.
Do you need to be have lots of muscles? Do you have to be big to be a wrestler?
Not really. For example, if happy be a wrestler, and wrestling is everybody have character, you know, different character. You can't be a big guy and like a monster, just like Brock Lesnar. You know, you can be a big guy like a monster, and you can be a small guy. Just do what you can do. Show everybody what is your character. Just that. No need everybody be a very big. If very big, everybody is same. It's boring, you know. It's nobody liking wrestling. Just like that. No need to everybody too big. But you should need some muscle, because in the wrestling, you easy to get hurt. So you need muscle to protect yourself. If you are a wrestler, you need to work out.
How many days do you go to the gym?
Usually 1 week I go to to gym in the 5 p.m. Sometimes twice a day. In the morning, maybe if not no match, sometimes I go to twice. Morning and afternoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about where did you come from?
Yeah, I come from China.
Whereabouts in China?
You know, Henan.
Henan province. Okay.
Yeah, Henan.
Okay. And how long did you live in Henan province for?
I live in Henan 17 years.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
And what does your mom and dad think of you wrestling? Do they like that you're wrestling, or do they want you to do another job?
No, they don't like it. They don't like I doing wrestling. But before I come to school, they would think they want to go to the university, you know. They don't like doing wrestling because it's easy to get hurt and. You see, they have seen my performance, and they think it's so crazy. But why you guys hurt each other, you know, it's like that.
And, So is your family okay? Is your family and your friends, they're okay in China?
Yes, they're not, no problem. It's why I can't go back to my home now, you know.
Yes.
Yes.
So when did you hear about the coronavirus? When did you hear about?
When Chinese New Year, you know.
Oh, right. Okay. And is it okay in Cambodia?
Yes, right now in Cambodia is no problem.
No problem? Oh, that's good to hear. Yeah, I was staying in Shanghai. I was actually going to the US. I had plans to go to the US. They changed the law to say if you were living in China for the past 2 weeks, I was not allowed to go to the US. So I decided to come back home. So, but living in China, living in Shanghai, all the shops and all the restaurants are closed down. Every time you go outside, you have to wear a mask. So, it's tough times for the people, especially in Shanghai. But hopefully, they built a big hospital. They built a really big hospital in Wuhan, and they have this spray now, which I think is helping the virus. I know China is very, very strong, so... The Chinese people, I know that it'll go away eventually. Do you like any other sports besides wrestling? What other sports
I think just wrestling.
Wrestling? What else did you do besides Kung Fu? Did you have other hobbies? Did you have, music? Is there anything else that you had besides wrestling? Or was that something that you... I just want to do Kung Fu. I just want to do wrestling.
Before the Kung Fu school, Kung Fu school is boring. It's in the Kung Fu school, you cannot play phone, cannot play computer, cannot... Because training Kung Fu is very boring, Kung Fu is boring. If you want to learn more, what is a really Kung Fu, so Kung Fu is boring, so I don't have a lot of time to enjoy some holiday. So in the Kung Fu school, only Kung Fu, so, but why start wrestling? I love wrestling, so only wrestling.
So with you doing Kung Fu and now wrestling, have you had any broken bones, or have you had torn muscles?
Yeah, wrestling, I have broke my nose.
Oh, wow. How did that happen?
It's two people that kicked my face, and Yeah. It kicked my face and my nose is broken and my eye, one guy kicked my eye and one guy kicked my nose. So my nose broken and my eye cannot see anything. So when I watch in the corner, it's high four, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't know where it's there, you know. I don't know where's my corner. I don't know where's their corner. And I don't know. It's true. When I dream, I was thinking, who am I? Where are you? Where am I? You know, I don't know anything. And I forgot my name. It's true. Oh, wow. I break my nose.
Oh, wow. And when did this happen?
It's just, it's also 2019, last year.
Did you have to stop wrestling when you broke your nose, or did you just keep wrestling?
No, keep wrestling. I need to get it right.
You kept wrestling with a broken nose?
No, I'm not keeping wrestling. But I will go to gym every day because just nose. But no wrestling. I rise, 2 months.
Wow. Have you had any other injuries besides that? Like a broken nose? Have you had any?
Get hurt is anytime, you know. Because wrestling is get hurt, you know. Wrestling is get hurt. So, but break boom, just my nose.
You know, you talk about you having a broken nose. And some people think that the wrestling is fake. It's not real.
Yes.
It's not real. What do you say to people when they come up to you and say wrestling is fake?
Wrestling, for example, wrestling is not boxing. It's not, you know, it's not MMA. Wrestling is show, you know. We're talking about wrestling. We just say show. It's not, but we cannot say it's not a match because just like a movie, for example, like a movie, everybody knows the movie is fake, but a lot of people like it. Nobody will say, oh, movie is fake. I don't want to watch it now, you know, but wrestling also like that, you know. But every wrestler gets hurt is true, you know? It's punch, kick is kick. But everybody knows, we were talking about who win, who lose. Because that's show, you know, it's show. But when you get hurt, it's real. You get a bomb, you get them, you get a kick. That's true. Some people ask me that. I just say, if you like him, you can watch. If you don't like his respect, you know, just things.
I think there's a couple of different ways that you can look at wrestling. For me, I've watched it as a little kid. And when I was a little kid, I used to think, oh my God, he's gonna get hurt, and you know. But as I got older, I sort of realized that it's still a physical type of entertainment. It's still a physical sport. And even when you watch the wrestling in the WWE, at the start of the wrestling, they used to have this warning saying, you know, please don't try this at home.
Yes.
These guys are professional. The guys and girls are professional athletes.
Right.
They've been trained as a wrestler, but they sometimes get hurt. They broken bones, torn ligaments, you know. So please don't try this at home because, you know, yeah, they get trained to... If they get hurt in a wrestling match, for them, it's a bad, you know, you've done not a good job, you know. You're trained to go into the ring and, you know, still physically hit each other, and but not get hurt, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but I think that some people don't see that. They just see, oh, it's fake. It's, you know, you're not hitting them properly. But, you know, some of those slaps that you hit on the chest, you know, they must hurt, right? They hurt.
It's so, it's so hurt.
Because I can see, like, I saw you at the end of the show. I could see the red mark on your chest.
Yeah.
From when you were slapped. So, you know, you still have to be a tough guy to get into the ring and do. An example is Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar was a football player, and then he went joined the WWE, and then he left to do UFC, mixed martial arts. He was the champion for a long time, and then all of a sudden he started losing and getting hurt really, really bad. And then his contract come up with the UFC, and the WWE wanted him, and UFC wanted him. And then he signed with the WWE, and he just said, everybody was saying, well, why did you sign with the WWE? Why? And he said, well, I don't get hurt. I have a very light schedule, and I'm getting paid more money in WWE than I would in the UFC. So I think he made the right decision. Good job in the WWE. But what do you want to do in the future? Do you want to be a trainer in wrestling? Do you want to train the young kids, or do you?
I can, but I can't be a trainer. But I want kids. I want to keep wrestling. You know, I want to be a wrestler, be a female wrestler. I mean, because China right now don't have wrestling. It's for choose. Don't have. It's not a lot of people know wrestling. So I want to be a wrestling.
Why? Person. Why is that, Junji? Why doesn't the Chinese people like wrestling?
It's not they don't like it. Just they don't know what is wrestling. Just like what do you say? They think what is fake. You know, they think it's not real. But they just don't know. You know, they don't know what is wrestling because they never see that. But I would think if they understand, they would be like, because. For me, before I also think it's fake, it's not real, I don't like it. But when I understand what is wrestling, I love it.
But it's not just being a wrestler as well. I mean, you also have to be like a character, and you also need to know how to talk to the crowd. I mean, you need to be a good wrestler, but you also need to have that acting as well. Okay, then, Junji, thank you very much for coming on the podcast. I really, really appreciate your time. Good luck with the future with OWE. Fingers crossed we see you in the WWE in the future.
Thank you.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.